Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. If you like what you see here and you want to go more in depth on your own situation, check the link in the notes where you can book time with me directly, find copies of my books, get involved in all kinds of cool things that I'm into. Enjoy. So today we're going to be taking a look at the numerology for the week of January 15th, 2024 to January 21st. This is Pythagorean numerology. Before we get too much further, let me remind you, I am not a geopolitical expert, a finance or crypto expert, and a medical expert of any kind. And nobody should listen to anything I have to say. That being said, let's take a look at what's coming this week. So this is the first time I've looked at these numbers too, so you're going to get my genuine reaction to what may be coming through in the week ahead. I do use Pythagorean numerology, because I'm a big old math nerd, and I think it's cool and fun, and I hope you think it's fun too. So we'll be taking a look at what may be coming, the general vibe of what to expect in terms of geopolitics, finance, crypto, and your personal life. So for this, you're going to want to know your ruling number. To get your ruling number, take your birth date, that is day, month, year, add up all those digits, that gives you a two-digit number, add those two digits, that should give you a one-digit number. If it doesn't, add those two digits until you get down to a single-digit number. That's your ruling number in Pythagorean numerology. And I'll be mentioning that when we talk about how these days change depending on what your ruling number is. So let's get into it. Let's look for any overall trends in the week first. So obviously we have 8 and 9 all week, as we will all month. We get a pretty heavy emphasis on money and attention all year, so that's not going to be surprising to see that. This month, that emphasis on money and attention also comes with an emphasis on information, human awareness of information. Which should be a pretty interesting, make for a really interesting month. This week in particular, let's start with Monday by itself. So Monday, January 15th, is an overall, it's a 6 day. So this will be a day of drama. That could be positive drama or negative drama. It's all in the perspective that we choose to bring to it, but this is going to be a drama day. There's a lot going on this day. We have subconscious and human consciousness in control. That's not good. People will be not only apt to act very human, getting angry easily, but all of their subconscious emotional baggage is going to be coming out from past experiences. Not great. Keep your head down Monday the 15th, because the people around you might not be acting as their best selves. And you might not either. So be aware this is going to be a drama day, and just try to stay above it. As Pam Gregory says, stay on your eagle's perch. Try to stay above that and try to maintain your best self, knowing that this is the energy that's coming. Now, one good thing we do have on Monday, the 15th of January, 2024, is the arrow of inspiration. And we see a lot of inspiration coming in this year, which is very exciting. So we do have a day of inspiration. We do have a focus on energy and the material world. So although people may be acting from a place of their human nature and their subconscious baggage, the subjects at hand are materialism and sort of overall energy. So you could see people just sort of acting kind of angry and also being materialistic. Easily offended, that kind of thing. So this arrow of inspiration, if you just put your focus there, and keep it there. Go into this Monday, because it's so intensely dramatic with people acting badly. Focus on looking for that inspiration that will be coming in, because it will be. So don't focus on people acting badly. Focus on the inspiration on Monday the 15th. Look out for that. Every day can be an awesome day, depending on how you use it. Tuesday the 16th, and let me back up. On Monday, on the geopolitical stage, all kinds of nonsense could be going on. Absolutely all kinds of it's a big potential day for geopolitical happenings of one sort or another, positive or negative, depending on how you view them. Finance and crypto, possibly, but sort of a nice homogeneous mix of geopolitical, financial, crypto, finance markets, crypto markets, different things like that, probably reeling from what happened the previous week. In terms of your personal life, I think we've talked about that pretty well. Ruling number threes, if you're a ruling three, you complete the grid, and this could be a truly, it takes the drama out of it for you. Ruling threes, you could have a truly epically amazing, awesome, all your dreams come in true kind of a day on January 15th for the ruling number three. So if that's you, enjoy and be prepared to make the most of that day. Tuesday, January 16th. More drama. Rampant materialism. And with choices to be made. So on Tuesday the 16th, it's not quite as intense. There's not quite as much action going on, but you're getting this kind of ripple effect of what happens on Monday. Just a lot of much more materialism focused, plenty of drama, all about people and infrastructure and choices to be made thereof. So geopolitically, definitely could be things happening Monday, Tuesday of this week. Finance and crypto, possibly, but because it's more of a material focus, maybe less finance and crypto this day, more geopolitical. In terms of your personal life, if you're a ruling three, that's going to give you God consciousness and information. It gives you this beautiful sort of box. Not a lot happening, but a lot that you may know. Very exciting for the ruling threes these first couple of days. If you're a ruling five, Tuesday gets you inspiration. And as always, for the fives, I'm a five, action, right? A day of action. Those fives, all about action. Wednesday, the 17th of January, 2024, again, with the rampant materialism, people behaving in a very materialistic fashion, decisions being made. We see this theme continuing for a few days here. Wednesday is an 8 day. So if you're going to have a lot going on in the finance and crypto side of life, going with that materialism, whereas Tuesday feels more geopolitical, Wednesday feels more finance and crypto. And the two could be related. I don't, possibly, but possibly not. So this Wednesday, the 17th, feels more like market turmoil to me. Be aware of that. In your personal life, ruling threes, get the God consciousness coming in there to help temper that being human. Ruling sixes, you're going to have drama on Wednesday. Could be positive, could be negative. And ruling fives on Wednesday, you get inspiration and energy. Turns this into a pretty nice day for the fives. Thursday, January 18th. Pretty chill. It's a 9-day. Thursday the 18th looks an awful lot like the 8th. The 18th, I think, has the same pattern as Monday did last week. So, not a lot of action happening, not a lot of things going on, which actually might be nice to have a break from at that point. It's about information. This day is about information, so it may be very news cycle focused. Foundational things are happening. Choices are being made. This could be regulatory. Watch out, finance and crypto. I know this is going to be a big month for Bitcoin and Ethereum ETF approvals, potentially. I think we would see most of that the week of the 8th, but you may see some of that here the week of the 18th or on the 18th as well. And for your personal life, ruling threes, you get that God consciousness. Very, very nice. Ruling sixes, more drama. I'm sorry. It's just kind of the nature of where the charts are at this week. Make it positive drama. If you got to have drama, make it great. Make it something wonderful. Ruling fives, you get inspiration and energy here on Thursday as well. Ruling sevens, watch out for the tendency for materialism. So remember, there's always a flip side to this, because we're going to see so much of this for the ruling sevens this month. Human consciousness focused on the material world can look like two things, right? There's always two sides. It can look like people acting materialistic, or it could look like the best of humanity being altruistic to get people the things that they need. You get a choice here. So choose the light side of that coin. And look, you know, be aware of those tendencies and choose the light. Friday the 19th of January 2024. You have exactly the same pattern as Thursday. So Thursday and Friday are exactly the same. And that's interesting. And then Saturday, Sunday are exactly the same. So the type of stuff that you see Thursday, you're going to see Friday, right? So you're going to see possibly more regulatory decisions, but it should be a little bit calmer, maybe less information coming out about it, not a whole lot going on. Probably not a lot happening geopolitically Thursday and Friday. Ruling threes, you have the God consciousness. Ruling sixes, you've got the drama. Make it great. Make it good drama. Ruling fives, you have inspiration and energy. And ruling sevens, you've got that human materialism. Now, that could be being materialistic, as we think of it, or it can be seeing to the material needs of others. So it depends on how you want to approach that, but that's the vibe. So let's take a look at Saturday and Sunday, the 20th and 21st of January, 2024. They each have, both Saturday and Sunday are exactly the same. So whatever type of thing is going on Saturday is going on Sunday. It's the same vibe both days. You have God consciousness in control, which is great to see. I will take that anytime I can get it. You have foundation and a focus on money, attention, and information. Now, that could also be rigidity, but because God consciousness is in control, I'm going to suggest that that probably looks a good bit more like foundational things happening. Saturday, Sunday are great days to create balance, to connect with the divine, to work on your spiritual practice. This Sunday, the 21st, is a phenomenal day for spiritual practice. Saturday and Sunday, both. Anything that you're doing for your own personal development, for your own spiritual development, for your own financial development, physical development, this weekend is a great weekend for to tune out all that geopolitics, finance, and crypto, and just focus on self and improving of self and creating the life that you want. Geopolitically, probably not a lot going on. Finance, crypto, probably not a lot going on. Now, that being said, because we're in an 8-year, there's going to be all kinds of things, you know, constant volatility in the crypto market 7 days a week. some volatility in the 5 days a week in the traditional finance markets. So that being said, this weekend will be less than what will become the normal for 2024, which is kind of a high level of activity, but maybe less than normal on this weekend. Okay, so that's what we've got coming up for this week. If you want to go more in depth on your own situation, you can book time with me directly. Look at the links in the notes. And thanks for joining me. I will see you next time.